Why are my horses always three wide?
What's he doing on this? No cover! Yes! She's back!
Hello and welcome to Three Wide No Cover. I'm your host Mick Wall, and Simon Marshall has just dropped something over there. It's made a lot of noise. We'll get to him in a second. Julian Valance, how are you, mate?
It wouldn't be a pen, more likely a crayon. Yes, no good. Caulfield Group 1 Racing is going to be an absolute belter.
There you go. SD, Simon Marshall, how are you going, mate? You're a bit rattled there when we opened up. You're a lot of excitement.
Speaking of crayons, it's great to be have our new sponsors, Hubba Bubba, Julesy, and Katy Perry's looking for a backup singer. I think we've found him. Outstanding. Just takes it to another level there. But what a weekend, boys. Oh. Multiple Group 1 racing. Mm. Back at the Heath, the babies get the shine in the feature, Group 1, and it is open. And Julesy, there's been some betting moves, which I know you get excited about, Mickey Wall. So let's sink our teeth in, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. What an intro there. Haven't we gone up a notch here? I don't know if we'll be able to bag up from that. Look, I'm going to throw it straight to Julesy. Track report. The question is, Esther, we'd like to know, is there wind at Caulfield?
Well, there is. Rails out three. We'll start with that. The track's going to be good for. It's going to be firm. It's going to play fast. Southerly wind, 15 to 25 kilometres an hour. What that means is it's actually a tailwind in the chute. It will just have a slight advantage to on pace, but it always does, Caulfield, when it is a dry track. So I think I want my horses on speed on Saturday. The track will play lightning fast.
All right, gentlemen. Well, without any further ado, let's get straight in to the Group 1 Blue Diamond. Loving Gabby, the favourite here, $4.80 after that scintillating win. Liar, $6.50, which opened at 11s and just got whacked straight in. A Theory, the other good often horse that it beat last time. I'm Immortal and Catch Me both at $10. A lot of people here thought Catch Me maybe the favourite going into this race after the Preludes, but it wasn't to be the case. Julesy, how does the map look and how do we go here?
Yeah, look, this is a time of the year where you hear history. Things can't happen because I think, for example, a horse like Loving Gabby needs to do something that not many horses have done. Reduce Choice done it in 1999, second start, won the race. Wide barriers aren't too bad, around 1,200. Well, we know that at Caulfield anyway. What other stats are there? I think since 2007, no horse has either finished first or second that's gone on to win the race. All that proves to me is I think Napoleon was bang on right. The history is just a set of lies that we just all agree on. I think what we need to do is just throw that out and we just go, this is the race that we just have to... Look, history can tell us a lot of things, but I don't think it can tell us the future. In terms of the map... Gamekeeper, Vinakuka.
Did you bring your hoverboard in too?
This is extraordinary. Look, there's a couple of horses that will map really well. They are Catch Me. We'll just get a beautiful spot. Blinkers first time. I think Andrasse Avenue will get a beautiful spot. I think Liar is probably the best map horse in the race. And I think there's some horses that are mapped terribly. I Am Immortal. I just cannot see it getting in anything from three wide. Ballarossa, I think, will be pegged three wide. And you've got horses like Brooklyn Hustle and Loving Gabby will go back, and I think that's fine anyway. Where did I land? I think it's a very open race. SD mentioned I've got 9-2 the field, 5.50 favourite Loving Gabby, and it's an undeniable chance. It will get its chance. It could be the horse that will absolutely progress from this and become a really, really nice filly. She's a nice filly as is. But I'm actually tipping on Drassy Avenue at a price, double figures. I thought her first run on debut... was really good. Just an educational run. She was out the back and I thought she hit the line really well. And at Moonee Valley last Friday night, she ran really quick time, 1.5 seconds inside standard. And the ability to actually sprint off that fast tempo was really good for me. I think she ran 11.6, 11.7 last 200. I don't know many horses can do that off the fast tempo. Quick backup, which again probably hasn't been done before, history again telling us. But gate three, beautiful. If she can settle close, I want her in the first half. I reckon she can sprint really quickly and I reckon she's going to give a mighty sight. In terms of the market, I think I'm Immortal is going to get out to double figures. I think Brooklyn Hustle will drift as well. I think they're the two that we'll definitely be taking on. I think they'll be drifting. And I think we'll be surprised if a horse like Liar and Catch Me are supported, because I think they're the map horses. But I'm with Andrasse Avenue. But Loving Gabby deserves to be favourite.
There you go. And just reiterating there, Jersey, before we go to SD's thoughts, Liar has been 11 into that. I think it's into about six now. So it's coming in heavily. SD, where do you sit with this one?
And can understand the push for Liar, because she's able to sit off a hot speed and go through her gears. And her gallop out last start when she beat Vinakunka was terrific. But in that race, Vinakunka backed the tempo off, and I think they were six lengths slower than the colts the first 600. That's alarming for me, for one of Gay Waterhouse's backing the tempo off way too much. So I'm happy to ride Vinakunka, because from her inside barrier, Julesy just touched on the speed horses. Catch Me will just sit off them. But Three of Doubt's going to roll forward. Vinakunka will ping the gates and hold that first furlong. I'm Immortal. I'm a touch worried with the earmuffs and the tongue tie for the first time, his grand final, if he doesn't get to the fence like he has and dictated and dominate. So I'm happy to take him on. But Vinakunka, I know, will improve. I know they won't hold her up. Liar Liar just picked her up that last 30 to 40 metres, but I was pretty happy with the way she was able to hang on. That was first up, remember, this preparation after winning down the straight at Flemington, and she's really good value, Mick, 26 into 12.
26 into 12, so a lot of support there. Outside of Liar, probably the best supported horse in the race.
And I concur with Julesy that Andrasse Avenue pinging off the bend. It's an unusual form guide coming in. We have a little bit of this with Catch Me flopping last start, but the way she powered to the line and having no luck first up, she can be the blowout. And I just backed Team Snowden in for my top three with Catch Me, that she just absolutely got it wrong. The blinkers go on her. Her win first up in Sydney was outstanding. She went straight as a gun barrel when she got back. Her first up run three deep, no cover, was good. I like her drawn out a little bit, because she'll be able to let that speed roll across with Ballarossa and also I'm Immortal. She'll get a nice cart three deep with cover, hopefully. I'd expect Catch Me to pick up and show her best. Now, she's pretty smart, but Vinakunka for me at the price, I want to be riding.
There you go. So a couple of each way bets for you guys. For what it's worth, I'm on the fave here. Hearing very good things out of the yard, as I do, Julesy, out of the start. Yeah, well, of course, SD. I've always got my ear to the ground. I don't have the...
Possums in the trees.
Yeah, well, that is the possums in the trees. I have to rely on that a little bit more. Don't have the time to sit down to the form like you boys. Now, let's have a look at the futurity. Obviously, another group one on the day. Elise at $2.50 favourite. Interesting, we were talking about this earlier. Godolphin horses, out of the nine races, seven of those races, Godolphin have a horse in the top two of the market, four of them favourites. So they could be in for a big day. Land of Plenty at $6.50. Brave Smash at $7.50. Le Romaine at $8.50. Another Godolphin horse there. Best of Days at $11. And Hartnell in the market as well. Or just touching on being in the market at $16. Julesy, the map.
Map, no speed at all. I think this will be very similar to the Orr Stakes. Could even be a little bit slower. Manuel will go forward. Obviously, he won the Orr. He'll go forward. It won't be a hectic tempo. I think La Romaine from 12. Ollie, I think, will be positive and try and sit outside the leader. That gives him his best chance of winning the race. Look, if there's no speed in the race, it's game over. I know she's drawn 11, but she's got the best turn of foot, and it is Elise, and she is right in the zone here. This is the race I really want to be with her. I've marked her around $2.60 at 100%, so that 6-4 was about right, and I'm pretty keen to play Elise. I think she's one of the better bets on the day, just because there's no speed. If there somehow ends up being some fabricated speed, she probably can come undone, but no speed in the race. She's the best turn of foot. She'll be winning. I expect Brave Smash to get out. I know he's got blinkers on for blinkers again, and he won this race last year, but I can't get him anywhere near that price. I expect him to drift, and I know he's mapping, probably maps really well, but no, he's not in the same league as Elise when she's going good, and she's in a rich vein of form. The Blue Jackets down here are going good. Land of Plenty needs speed on. Don't think he'll get that, Elise.
You know, it's interesting, Julesy, that you say there's no speed. They fell into that trap last start with Manuel dictating terms. I don't believe that this will happen again with La Romaine drawn out. Hartnell can roll forward, take on Manuel early. Material Man should hold his posse. He got too far back last start. And Malaguera would roll forward as well. So I think the tempo early doors is going to be a little bit stronger. They won't back it off as much down the side because they're a lot fitter, these horses, now, so it'll be a rolling tempo. I just worry where she gets back. I know she's got great turn of foot, and her win first up was terrific. She had one flop at Caulfield. I'm not worried about that with the Lise, but the horse I want to be riding at each way odds, because he's such a genuine racehorse, is Best of Days. If he was able to get out and get rolling a little sooner in the all first up, I think he nearly wins the race. He's a really smart horse. They've kept him sharp at the 1400. And the reason I want to be on him at that price, because he was so close to him last start, is that he's drawn barrier one. And I believe when they open him up from the 600 and put a little bit more pressure on with the likes of Hartnell in the race and Magic Consul, I reckon he's just going to get a beautiful suck run up in behind him. And if he's able to roll up and get to his top and poke his nose out, Best of Days at the price, each way all day, I'd love to be riding box seat.
There you go. So a bit of good offering up there, boys. Looking forward to this one. All right, we're going to take a break now. When we come back on Free Wire, we're going to look at the Toorak and a couple of other group races, and then we'll go around the country and find the punters some winners.
The Toorak.
All right, welcome back to Three Wide, No Cover. I'm well aware of the difference between the two suburbs, Toorak and Oakley, boys.
What's
I apologise.
The difference between Toorak and Oakley?
Well, about 15 million, I'd reckon. Oh,
okay. Apologies. So, I'm very well aware of the Toorak handicap, which is on Guineas Day, and the Oakley Pate.
Fantastic.
Slip of the tongue there, because we were talking about Julesy's next property, and I got confused. He's buying in Oakley, I assure you. Let's have a look at the Oakley Pate over 1,100 metres. No surprises here. Nature Strip is $2.20 favourite. Eduardo at $9.50. Sprite and Vidora and Encryption all at $14. Julesy, how do they map and who wins?
They map, he goes forward. That I talk about him being Nature Strip. Eduardo will probably have to ride the speed, but gate 21 makes it difficult. Again, it's only the one turn, so don't be too concerned if you like a horse that has drawn wide in the Oakley Plate, especially with this southerly wind. There's no impact there. Look, I'll be pretty succinct here. I've marked Nature Strip about $2.80. He's $2.20 at the moment. I think he's going to drift probably on the day, but he's the horse I want to be with. I think he only gets beat if he doesn't turn up. He will get a Group 1 here. He will get around Caulfield. No dramas. He'll be too fast. 1,100 metres, yes. If there's a blowout, I think it'll be Alakazoom. She was really good in the Cochrane back in the spring. She ran really good sections off a hot tempo. They'll go fast here, and Nature Strip will be winning.
26 to 23 for Alakazoom, but that is a push, as good as you'd hear from Julesy. SD, who do you like?
I want to go with the mare that ran fourth in it last year in Booker. She's a really good price here, Mick. I think you said 18s into 16s.
Correct.
A little bit of a sniff. She comes off a hot trial. She goes into this fresh first up. Comes off a hot trial beating Graff at Flemington. That was good to see her bounce back and be really forward for this Oakley Plate. She only goes up half a kilo from last year. And with this hot speed drawn outsider with Crown Witness, Eduardo, and you've got From Within, Nature Strip inside Ashlaw, Booker can sit back and get some nice cover and only be two pairs back. She's going to be close enough, I think, on the bend, and she's got the turn of foot. And she runs super here at Caulfield. So at that price for me, I rang up for the ride there. And I think Encryption can run really well, also getting a nice run midfield. This horse has really got some great form from springtime. So a bit of a roughie there, Encryption. Rang up for the two rides.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't make one.
But I got on Booker. Her name
there
is Booker.
That's not how it goes at all. Ah. All right, shall we have a look at the Peter Young? Because there's two at the top here. Avilius at $2.25 and Knight's Watch at $4.40. The question is, can Knight's Watch turn the tables? Dear Gento at $7, Ace High at $12, Taj Mahal $14, Trap for Fools $15. Julesy?
Speed's really important here, I think, especially for the top two in the market, Avilius and Knight's Watch. I'm expecting genuine speed. I think Trap for Fools, it's drawn wide, but I'd expect it to hold that lead. D'Argento with the blinkers first time, stepping up to 1,800 will go forward. Taj Mahal will go forward. Ace High will go forward with the blinkers back on. But I think Trap for Fools will set a genuine tempo, which sets it up perfectly for Avilius. I know it's drawn gate one, but I trust Huey Bowman. Avilius and Knight's Watch, they met last start. Avilius got the job done, but was $2.50 out to $3.10. The market took a little set against him, whereas Knight's Watch was $4.80 into $3.60. The gap closed there, about 4% there in the market differential. I don't expect that to happen this week. They spoke, Pete Moody and Jane Oval spoke about the horses before, and they said Avilius looked like it needed that run, most improvement to come out of the race. I expect it to have gone on leap and bounds out of that win, and I expect Avilius to win on Saturday.
Very good. Esty?
He is the best horse, and you would think he'd be winning the race, but I just want to talk about a couple of things. Different speed in this race and the tactics. Nightwatch, Damien Lane, drawn barrier six. Avilius has drawn one. Why wouldn't you keep Avilius back in on your left armpit and just hold him up as much as you can and not get two lengths in front of him and let him up inside you like last start when he beat him? Watch for those little battle of tactics between Nightwatch and Avilius. But Trap for Fools, you touched on that. He was held up first up. He's a horse that likes to free roll. He gets out to a distance that really suits him now, the 1800, and drawn that wide barrier and John Allen going on. Watch him take it up, roll along. Just go at a nice clip and then down that side at about the 650, the 700, open him up. Make it a true staying test. Taj Mahal and Ace High will go with him and it'll be on like Donkey Kong. Battle of tactics, genuine speed, Trap for Fools each way all day for me.
There you go, but he has tipped Avilius, so just...
he's the best horse in the race.
He's the best horse in the race.
He should be winning.
And should be winning, OK. But Quinella. If you're going to have a... There you go, Quinella. Love it, ST. All right, before we go to a break and go around the country, let's have a look at the Hobartville up in Sydney. Now, this is the returners, as ST's named him, the best... stallion or best colt in the country. Julesy doesn't like the price. You've said it's absolute poison in your words. You're leaving it alone?
Yeah, as Ava Max said, poison but tasty, this horse. $1.50, just too short for me. Marked him bigger. Expect him probably to win, but there's no speed in this race. Vega Days will go forward and make him chase, but look, he'll probably win, but you just he's got to drift on the day. I expect him to drift.
SD, you like him?
They're benchmark horses. When he won the Caulfield Guineas, he was going to go and beat Winks in the Cox Plate and be this and be that. I believe that he's an absolute star. He on race day, you watch him fire up. In his trials, he's been a little lazy in shorter distances and they've been trialling him with blinkers and so forth. But you watch him when he kicks in on race day, colours, big day, colt, stallion, the endorphins will kick in. From gate three, he won't be that far away. He doesn't have to get right out the back door. And he's a real top liner, this bloke, and he'll kick off with back to his winning ways against these benchmark horses, I would have thought, the Autumn Sun.
Yeah, well, whatever happens, we know that this is probably the last campaign before stud, so it'll be great to see him go around. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll, of course, go around the country, and we've also got your panel beaters. Hello and welcome back to Three Wide No Cover. It's time to go around the country and find you some winners. Are we keeping that stinger, SD?
No.
You love it. We'll come back to that. If you don't
Julian
want the stinger, hit us up on social, send it
upstairs
and get a new one. You don't, Julesy? That's fine, mate.
Yeah. What's wrong with that stinger, Julian?
Nothing.
Well, let's start with you, mate, in Perth. You have a say in this, and that is our WA tip.
I do. Race 7, number 11, Karakapo. It was the fastest 1,200 at Pinjarra last day. It was at three or four races. That race was the fastest. Came home good, off a good tempo. We love that. You can win again. Race 7, number 11.
Nice. And you got one early for us in SA, Morphville Race 2.
Yeah, I do. Race 2, number 1, Our Peaky Blinders. Good show. Doesn't make the horse run any faster. It was good third behind Heptagon. That form race is very good because Streets of Avalon finished second in that race, came out and won last week at Flemington. Small field suits, best turn of foot. Race 2, number 1, Our Peaky Blinders.
There you go, SD. You got something in SA as well, mate?
Yes, race 7, number 7. So we are. Just caught and trapped wide last start and laying in. It was a bit of a sitting duck, so I had to work. Drawn the inside gate, gets the nice bubble cheekers on, left hand side, straightens it up. I like the gear change, 52. 12 to 1400 will suit too. 7 to 7.
And $8.50. If you don't mind then, SD.
Yeah, that's
so very,
okay.
Very nice. We'll go up to Eagle Farm. They're expecting some rain, but we should get on here, Julesy. You like something in race 4?
No. Race 5, number 7, Capital Connection, flying today is M Wall around the Caulfield area in particular. Capital Connection ran third to meet Mr. Taylor. It's a really nice horse. 1 second inside standard that time last week. Race 5, number 7, Capital Connection.
Now, Esther, I know you like something in race 4 because somebody has to like this horse.
Yeah, Teodora is up there from the Darren Weir stable, first up with Tony Golan. And
it's moved.
Yeah. Welcome back after the break, ladies and gentlemen. We're concentrating at Eagle Farm and I'm going race 4, number 13. Teodora, the fact that they're running her over the 2,200 metres here is really good. She was a winner two starts back at Sandown. Blah, blah, blah. She's the one I like.
Yeah, he's given up. All right, Rose Hill, let's go. Let's go down to Sydney. Race 2, who's got it? Don't you, Jorsey?
Yeah, blah. I'll get it. That's giving me some inspiration for next week, blah, blah, blah. Race 2, number 3, Tassort. Golden Slipper favourite, 7-2 or something, $4.50. Favourite for the Slipper. It's going around a short price favourite. Busted the clock on its debut at Rose Hill when the edge was off the track. 1/5. It'll be winning again. It's a really nice horse. And race 4, number 7, Seaway. Since it's been gelded, it's come back a better horse. Really fast time. Good horse, race 4, number 7, Seaway.
OK, NSD, you're in the middle of the sandwich in race 3 here.
Yeah, I tell you, Coterie was very good behind Fiesta and Estajab first up. The three-year-old takes on the older horses here, so aggressive placement from Team Ryan. But I really like the way this horse fought it out last start and from gate one gets every possible chance. So race 3, number 10, Coterie.
There you go. So a couple of shorties and a little bit of value there if you want to treble those up. Mm. OK, in Victoria, who's our best, Julesy?
Two here. Race Ooh. 5, number 1, Zusane returns. Loved the most recent jump out or trial. They were saying it was a little bit behind, but that trial showed no dramas. $1.85, I've marked him at $1.70. I think he just wins tempo on. He beats these other horses. Zusane, he'll go on and be a major player in the new market. And race 6, we spoke about Elise.
There you go.
You know Tin Hat's in that race?
Absolutely. And going absolutely sensationally. Zusane is on another level.
In Zusane's race. And,
you're tipping them.
And Tin Hat is going to roll along.
Correct.
And try and open them up. But guess who's going to be skiing off him? Just like the Murray River on the back of a wake. Oh. Just going, thanks very much,
Tin Hat. Too.
Whack. Zusane first up. This is a smart colt. Group 1 form will stand up. Geez, he's well placed here. And I'd like to see him be running in Melbourne on his first run this preparation. So Zusane. For me, the best.
Very good. Love it when you're both on the same thing, as you guys know. So Zusane looks like the one. Looking forward to that. Now, gentlemen.
Yes.
Panel beaters.
Mm. Yes. Yeah, stinger, please.
We had to ask for the stingers now.
Ask for
them. What's going on? I don't know what's happening today. I don't know.
It's not the 13th.
All right. So, now, last weekend, the new regime and how this works now is we're going to open up to punters. You find a horse, we'll pick one, and we'll take you on in the same race. And we think that's fair.
Yes.
Last week, we took on our punter who had Microphone, who got that up. We were left with egg on the face, so got up the best fuck price among shot. I think it was probably around the $4 mark. This week, we have a punter that wants to take on the Godolphin favourite. They're going Night's Watch. So, of course, are we going straight on Avilius? Is that what we're doing?
We are. So, good luck, Matty Baird with Night's Watch. It's going to run well for you, but we'll go Avilius. We'll take him on with the fave, Avilius.
Yes, he's been in a cage all week, Matty. He's about to fly.
It's Avilius, not Baird.
Oh, I said Baird. I said bet.
All right, anyway. That's really good. And SD, we've got a presentation for panel meeting.
Yes, Ross Inglis will be coming in next week, folks. Right, he couldn't make in this week. We're donating some money to the National Jockeys Trust on behalf of panel beaters and 3 Wide No Cover. Don't miss it next week. It's huge. It's a lot of money.
It's like a John Farnham farewell tour, SD. You've been promising this for 3 weeks.
Hey.
The multi?
Yeah, of course we're doing it. 3 Wide No Cover Multi, Julesy.
Missed last week. Heptagon didn't run a place. Don't know how. Tassort the win. Zusane the win. Elise the place. The price?
What?
I haven't given you the price.
Quick, good, the price.
$4.50.
That's crazy.
Get involved.
All right. And
come
do you know what
on,
else?
Bubba.
Gentlemen, do you know what's crazy? I never do this, but we're going to do this now. Sportsbet have changed their promotion for Saturday, and this is actually insane. We're going Caulfield. We're going Rose Hill. We've thrown in Eagle Farm. We're going races 1-6. You will be able to get a bank of dollars or bonus bets to go for the rest of the day. So I am absolutely excited about this.
Your son's in race 5, and he's $1.55.
Free hit.
There you go. Absolute free hits. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. If you're having a pun out there, please do it responsibly. Have a cracking Blue Diamond Day. It's always a fantastic day. We'll be back next week with more action. And thanks for joining us on 3 Wide.
We're off to Toorak.
Why are my horses always 3 Wide?
What's he doing on this?
No cover.
Yes! She's back.